Help me, Bishop. You can do it better than I can.
Segment all week. Well, since Tuesday, I think. Yes, since Tuesday. And we haven't gotten to it yet. And we're going to get to it today. That is our number one goal. But first, I want to run this by you. All right?
I'm with you.
I'm getting this from CNN.com. CNN.com. So you can always go and check the site yourself. It says this. This is a terrible story. All right. New Hartford, New York. Christopher Leonard spoke quietly, his head bowed, as he described the day his brother died. One minute, they were standing in front of their church and facing questions from the pastor. Then he said the beating began. Quote, it was a black cord about 4 feet long, end quote. He testified in court on Wednesday. It was folded twice. The 17-year-old could be a key witness in a case that started in a small church in upstate New York and has drawn national attention. Police say Christopher Leonard and his brother Lucas were beaten in the sanctuary of Word of Life Christian Church in New Hartford, New York, after Lucas expressed a desire to leave the congregation. Lucas Leonard, 19, was pronounced dead at the hospital. He suffered injuries so severe, the emergency room doctors thought he had been shot, police said. Quote, he was lying on the ground moaning. I knew something wasn't right. I rushed over and saw he wasn't breathing, so I tried to give him CPR, end quote. Christopher Lambert testified Wednesday, that's his brother, describing the moments after the beating. The accusations have shaken the tiny town about 250 miles north of New York City. Parents, Bruce T. Leonard, 65, and Deborah R. Leonard, 59, are charged with first-degree manslaughter. Four other church members, including Sarah Ferguson, the brother's stepsister, were charged with second-degree assault, also a felony. All have pleaded not guilty. Christopher Leonard said Wednesday that Ferguson hit him everywhere except Christopher Leonard said Wednesday that Ferguson hit him, quote, everywhere except my head, end quote. After Leonard's testimony at the hearing, a judge decided that there was enough evidence for the case against Ferguson to continue. She remains in jail on $50,000 bond. Wow. Wow. So
because they must have planned some nice ties, Doc. They ain't wanting to leave like that.
Yeah, Doc. The way this article is written, it appears that the parents and the sister jumped on these two guys for wanting to leave. Wanting to leave the church and move on. Kids, 17 and 19 years old. Now, you want to talk about church hurt. Hmm. Can you imagine a surviving brother realizing that his brother, his older brother was murdered in the sanctuary of God's house by God's people for wanting to leave? Now, the article said leave the congregation. Now, if that had said leave the church, to me, I would have thought maybe there was a conversation about the brother leaving the body of Christ or maybe going back to world backsliding. But I'm led to believe that this booker just wanted to change church homes. It was beaten, Doc. What do you think about that? I mean, that's crazy.
Well, honestly, Doc, I don't understand how it even came to the congregation knowing that he wanted to lead a church. When you say you want to lead a church, that's between you and the pastor. You're around
well,
to every member.
You know, we don't do that. We don't do that. You know, folks. Folks get disgruntled, Doc. We have a tendency to tell everybody but the person that counts. If we ever tell the person that counts at all, they're normally the last to know. People are just like that. Because here's the thing. They don't want to leave. Okay, if I'm the pastor and I do something to you, or I do something you don't like, or I do something wrong to you, and then you can't get it rectified to your satisfaction, you won't decide to leave. You don't want folks to know your side of the story, because for you just to disappear, you leave me open to say anything I want against you. And we can, our pride won't let us do that. So we have to stand in a place where we can kind of let somebody know what's going on with us, just in case the pastor do try to jump up and say something crazy, there's somebody there that know the whole story. So that's how that works. It's a pride thing for most people, Doc, you know. And it's people listening know exactly what I'm talking about. They may not want to hear it. It may sound different hearing it this way, but, yeah, we're going to tell folks why we're leaving. Now, that don't mean we're going to run up in the church with a brick. You know what I'm saying?
And
But we're gonna let folks know we don't like what's going on over there, you know. And just think about it like this. Not funny at all. Think about this. We had a ministry 20 years, 30 years. But all of a sudden, when we get ready to leave, God ain't there no more. You ever notice people like that?
Yeah.
That's our folk heart, though. Yeah. Pastor, I'm baptized everybody. Ain't missed the Bible class. But now we upset. Then, you know, God ain't with us. You mean God is left? You know. But I wanted to throw that out there, man. 19-year-old dying. 7-year-old, they both getting beat. 516-387-1299 is the call-in number. You may call and comment on that show. And because this is a freestyle variety of any of the topics that we discussed throughout the week thus far, if you didn't get a chance to chime in on those, you can do that as well.
No, Doc, don't get this wrong, Doc, but it's kind of funny how two kids couldn't handle two women either.
Well, I think it's some brothers that it was some brothers there too, Doctor. But I'll do you one better. I'll do you one better. This is good, I think. I understand being submissive to leadership. I understand being obedient to parents. But I'm not going to sit nowhere and let you beat me to death. I can't see how they sat there that long. Now, true,
yeah,
I don't take, his solar plexus and not the breath out of you or whatever. It may take a minute to get your breath, but and that's not even saying to fight back, but I'm going to leave. I'm not going to just sit there, you know, because, you know, and I talk to people like this, you know, we got people like this now, Doc, that call themselves parents. I don't want to say call themselves parents because I'm not trying to knock anybody's parenting because each child is different. But when you flip the script on your discipline and you threatening your children like they boogers off the street, you change the game. You leave the confines of being a parent, because if you treat your child like they're somebody off the street, then you give them the license to treat you the same way. You know? There's no love in that.
When you said it like that, Doc, because the only thing I saw, Doc, was one of those parents beating their kids on Facebook for acting out, you know, you want to be a thot, so I'm going to beat you like you a thot. And in the middle of what I'm saying, they say, you want to act like you on the street, I'm going to treat you like you on the street. And that's when the kids start fighting back, Doc.
There's no love in that, Doc. You know, in those situations, you know, and I didn't even consider that real. I really hadn't. But I'm talking about, I'm going to fire on you, and I'm going to grab you all by the collar. You're 6, 7 years old, 8, 9 years old. You know, I'm a hand you up against the wall and put my finger in your face and spit in your mouth. Dad won't do that. You shouldn't have to. You know, now unless you do that as a response to, now this is my opinion. You know, now you got some boogers who ain't right in the mind and they go for broke and you have to meet them where they are. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, parents, I don't think should be the one instituting the, you know, the Detroit City street fight. That shouldn't be the parents. You know, the parents should not be the one trying to suplex somebody through the table. That might be a response. Now, don't get me wrong. I really believe this. I'll say it live on the air. If your kid jumps stupid, I think you should jump in the stupid pot with them. You know, I really believe that because somebody got to survive to tell a story. Now, if you jump in the pot and they whoop your smurf, amen, they tell you what you're going to cook for dinner, from that day forward, then guess what you cook for dinner? Whatever they said. You know. And I'm an advocate of punishment. I am. I'm an advocate. Listen, beat your kids. That's my thing. I've been saying that for years. I've been saying this. I've been passing. Beat your kids. Beat them just because. If you do that, they won't beat you later on in life. I know somebody I don't like that, but hey, look what happened when we stopped beating our kids. They're beating us. Rook, I said some of that with liberty, although I do believe it's true. I saw the most disturbing video of all the. I saw two disturbing videos yesterday, two that really, really just it violated my spirit as a man, as a Christian, as a pastor, as a human being. One was a video I saw of a 14-year-old girl in the back seat of a car performing oral sex on a boy. Oh, yeah, he looked older. The guy looked older than 14. I don't know how old he was, though. Okay. And then, of course, somebody else is filming it with a cell phone video, apparently. If that's not bad enough, I guess the person recording is in the passenger seat, in the front seat, in the passenger seat. The camera person stands to the right because you hear this noise. There's a baby that's in the driver's seat standing up looking at the girl doing this.
Oh.
Okay? There's a baby in the car. So you got a man or a male sitting there getting oral sex performed on him. This 13-year-old girl performing the oral sex. There's a person that's in the car with a mentality and capability to record it. There's a baby in the front seat who's crying, in the driver's seat who's crying, watching.
In the driver.
They weren't moving. The car wasn't moving. The car was parked in the driveway. But the baby was standing up in the passenger. The baby was standing up in the driver's seat, looking in the back seat, watching this girl do this. Now, as the camera kind of pans back to the sex act in question, there's some kids hitting on the car from the outside with some toy hitting on the car, banging on the car. You see a young boy walk up to the car and look in and see what's going on. Sees this, I'm guessing, his sister performing this sex act on this boy. And the young man's face was that of shock and disgust. It disturbed me that this young lady found it okay to be parked in a driveway to perform oral sex on this boy, which is bad enough. I'm going to assume if those are her brothers, she's at home. Whose car it is, I don't know. I'm going to assume maybe it's her parents' car. But to perform oral sex in the driveway during the daytime with a baby in the car in the front seat looking, and another kid outside playing, looking in the car and watching, not watch, not look, watching. To me, it's a terrible thing. I don't know where mother was, don't know where daddy is, but I would not be upset if I saw another video where a parent was being her parent. That's crazy. You hear me? That's crazy. And that's where we are, because somewhere in that young girl's mind, that became okay to her. Now, I don't know. She could have been pressured. I don't see how you're going to pressure me. I'm in my house, outside. You know. But that happened. That's one. Now, the other one, Rook was on the other side. I probably don't get to ask Rook in a second. This one was even more shocking to me. The video is at a park, and there are some older people sitting around on the edge of the park. And there's this young kid, black kid, with a hood on his head. And the video starts with him saying, "What you say to me?" And then the older white lady says, "You're not going to smack me." So the young punk kid starts signifying his boy. Oh, he said he ain't gonna smack. She says you ain't gonna smack her. You don't tell me I'm not gonna smack you. He steps back, Doc, and in the most cartoonish type form, he revs up. You kind of say revs up, and he hauls up and he smacks the lady and knocks her out. They run up to the lady knocked out with the camera showing that she's knocked out. They turn him, and like a wrestling video, a wrestling show, he cuts a promo. Yeah, I'm not the one. You don't tell me. I ain't out here playing. I don't say I'm going to smack you. You don't tell me I'm not going to smack you. I'm going to smack you. Now, I got to be honest. I got to be honest. If I had the power, I would have teleported to that scene, and I would have been kicking that kid's behind still right now. You hear me? There were men standing around, not with the young boy, but there were men standing around watching this. Before he hit the when the altercation started, when he started to verbally assault this woman, there were men standing around. I'm talking about literally feet away. That boy hit that woman, knocked her out, sit there for 2 minutes, talked trash, and did nobody do anything. Nobody.
My question would be on that doctor is, what did the lady do to provoke the dude? Make him want to smack her?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. The way the video kind of presented itself, because, you know, video never starts, you know, from the opening credits to the end. I'm thinking these are some boogers, like we've seen commonly on the news. These are some little boogers walking around thinking they tough and randomly assaulting people. I don't think she did anything because she was sitting there with other people. Now, I don't think she was with those other people. I think people were at a park. I don't know if they're at a bus stop or what. But I don't think that she necessarily did anything to deserve that type of attack. I really believe she was targeted. I really do. I think she was sitting there. I think this kid saw her to be the weakest one. Maybe he realized that she's there by herself. You know, elderly white lady. Not the other younger adults that were there. Not none of the men. I think he walked up to her and said, "I'm going to smack you. Or I'm going to hit you." And she said, "No, you're not." You know, and she's afraid. You can watch the video and say, you know what, if it wasn't for such lunacy, I would paste that on, I would copy that to our Facebook page. But it just, that stuff, that type of thing shouldn't be shared unless somebody's going to prosecute that booger. But these kids are out of control. That's why I brought that up, to our point about I want to justify for those who didn't understand when I say beat your kids, because I don't want my kids out there hitting people unprovoked. I want them hitting people provoked. You know,
I just show you how times have changed, Doc, because that wasn't happening when I was coming up, Doc. You hit some old lady down the street, Doc. You got dudes just walking up the street that ain't even on the block jumping on you for that crap. Nowadays, I guess it's okay.
It is absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. 516-387-1299. That's the call in number if you want to come to all your shifts. Also, what we're talking about, or like I said, it's freestyle. Another topic, you have something you want to discuss, something you've seen in the news. I will talk about politics. I don't know how many people, I don't get much reaction. Vice President Joe Biden has decided he's not going to run for president 2016, which leaves the door open for Hillary and Bernie Sanders to have their way at it. And people think Hillary's going to win the Democratic nomination, which she probably will. And maybe we may be on our way to seeing the first woman president of these United States. So that's interesting. But if you got another topic you want to discuss, feel free to do that. We discussed already the team from CNN.com, the team that was beaten in the church and died because he wanted to leave the congregation. That's how we started the show. And we're moving on with the show. Again, 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299 is the call-in number. And we do Ask Rook after this.
The key
of success of the word away.
you gotta think the word to speak the word to life. It's in the book, look, read the mercy twice. You can possess the best of the best, and yes, if you confess it, it could be yours unless you don't believe, but we got faith and we speak life. I wish that y'all could see your faith, cause I see prosperity, greatness all over you. Just speak it and God will start showing you. Your ministry is built on faith. Your talent's about to be booked for 12 months straight. See, certain levels was unreachable, but if you just speak it, who am I preaching to? I'm not here to rap, I'm just teaching you. The word works, but first you gotta speak it to. Your life, every goal is still achievable. So believe it, receive it, release it right now.
One word away.
You've been stolen.
One word away.
Yeah.
Power, life, and death.
Put your hands
what
together.
You say.
$2,500.
I mean, first of all, my name is Brandon.
okay? And I've been knowing Shanice probably for the last 3 or 4 months now, okay? So you want to know it all in a nutshell is like this. Shanice been coming through, okay, for the last 3 or 4 months, been coming over here to my spot, to my apartment, hanging out. I'm just now finding out within the last 2 weeks, I had to get rid of my couch. I had to get rid of my mattresses because...
Your mattress?
Because it's bed
mattress. Wait a minute, dude. So you're trying to tell me she was in your bed?
Yeah, she's been in my bed, dude.
She's been in your bed. Are you crazy?
Hey, man.
Come on now, dude.
The problem is not where she's been.
The problem is... You're talking about my girl was in your bed. Now, we're not even going to get into that. You understand what I'm saying? But that $2,500, you can forget about it.
No.
First of all, you calling here, and here's a dude answer the phone, and you still got the ass for her, and then going to tell me about some $2,500 about some mattress?
Dude, I'm out. My mattresses, man, are $1,000. It's full of bed bugs. I had to throw that away.
Man, I'm not probably worried about no damn mattress, dude. You talking about my girl. We've been together for 4 years. I'm about to pop the question on her, and you want to sit there and talk about she been hanging with you or kicking with you for the last 4 months. It's about to be over in a minute.
Dude, if you want to marry Shanice, cool. I don't care nothing about that.
Hey, don't even worry about that now. But you don't want to talk about some damn mattress, man. That's a problem, dude. I ain't worried about no damn mattress.
I don't care about the mattress or couch, dude.
Your name, you say your name Brandon?
I'm Brandon, yes.
Yeah, Brandon, okay. Don't worry about it, Brandon, because you're going to find me real soon. Don't let me find you before you find me, though. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
No, you can have
some bed bugs and that mattress or whatever. Answer these for all I care. But what I'm saying is, you talking about some bed bugs, ain't no bed bugs over here.
Okay, so what's she getting all about? So she done brought them over here to my place?
I can't have a problem. She ain't bring nothing over there, first of all. But that ain't even a problem right now.
Dude, you can't even get over here, man. There ain't nobody else over here.
Right, don't worry about who you had over there. But you don't call here and talk about no money. You ain't getting nothing from here.
Okay, first of all, dude, check this out. I don't have a problem with you, okay? Me and you cool.
We already got a problem. You calling me something about you been sleeping with my brother.
Hey, dog, the one I'm going to say it again. Me and you cool, dog. We not cool.
I'm gonna handle Shanice myself. I'm gonna handle you later.
What you talking about? You gonna handle me?
I'ma handle you later. You want a mattress, right?
Hey, dude.
You want a mattress, right?
And marry Shanice. I ain't got nothing to do with that. My money back, man, for the property of mine that she has ruined, man.
Don't worry about that. I'm gonna get you a mattress. Don't worry about that. It's gonna be a casket wrapped around that.
Hey, dude. Why are you sitting here creating the drama with me when me and you, we ain't even the problem. The problem is Shanice.
The problem is you picked up your phone and you called here. That's the problem.
Okay. What you got to do?
You ain't got no couch. You ain't got no mattress. Now you got to do that. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? I can't talk to you. When do Shanice get home, man?
Don't worry about when Shanice get home.
Okay.
What you need to worry about is when I find you.
Okay, so when you going to have my money in when you find me? Because I need my money.
Hey, I'm going to have your money. I'm going to have your mattress, too. Please understand. You're going to be resting real well.
Okay, so let me ask you this here, man. Shanice bring bed bugs over to my house, leave them all in my mattress, leave them all on my couch where I gotta throw my stuff away. Where I'm wrong at, man? Where I'm wrong?
I'm gonna ask you straight up. Did you know she had a man?
Say what?
Did you know she had a man?
But, I mean, kinda, sorta, but not really, though.
Ain't no kinda, sorta, man. Either you know she got a man or she don't got a man. You knew she had a man, right? And you still went and did it, right?
Hey, dog, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all, man. I'm dealing with these bed bugs. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, do you understand you messing up a 4-year relationship? You know how much time I put in with this woman? 4 years, we about to get married. And you calling here with this...
When are y'all supposed to get married?
Don't worry about when we supposed to get married, man. You messed that all up. What I'm trying to explain to you is, dude, you calling here on some bed bug, which I know she ain't got nothing to do with, but the fact that you told me that she was over your house, in your bed, that's over. It's over now. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when she get home, I'm going to deal with that. You understand what I'm saying? That's going to get dealt with. I'm walking up out of here. But when I leave here, please believe my next stop is to come find your and me and you, we going to handle it like some grown men.
Man, I'm just trying to get this. I'm just, dude, you're not getting no money
I'm just
from
trying
me.
To get a man. You got a problem with her. You ain't getting no money from me. First of all, how did you get the number to this apartment? That's what I want to know.
Hey, dude, she gave me both numbers, the cell phone number and the house number, and told me, you know, if it's an emergency, call the house.
Okay, and this is an emergency.
Yeah, this is an emergency.
Learn another emergency number. Learn 911, because when I come knocking on your door, if you come out and you handle it, you better call the cops. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Hey, man, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Who is Tommy?
I'm just saying, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Man, who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy, dog. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ernest, you just got pranked
by your girl shot niece.
Man, y'all,
you all right, man?
Yeah.
Sound of your line.
Something that we never did before. Doc, we found Brandon. We're going to go exclusive to Brandon right now. Brandon, can you hear us, Brandon?
Hello?
Can we hear you, Brandon?
Good morning.
Oh, Brandon.
How you doing, Brandon? That's Brandon. Tell us, Brandon. Did you get the mattresses? Did you get the new furniture?
I didn't. I'm still waiting on my furniture. Messed up all my bed. I got bed bugs everywhere.
You just got on the floor for weeks. Right. See? Don't let Kelly find out, Fred. Listen, I gotta ask a question, and this is real. We're still gonna do 516-387-1299. We're gonna do Ask Rook. If you got something on your mind, you need some advice on, you can call in to that number in Ask Rook City. He'll give you the advice that he got for you. But here's my question: Why is it that when the man finds out that his woman, wife, cheated on him, why does the dude get mad at the other guy? Why do you want to kill Brandon? Why not Shanice? Can you really help me with that?
Get both of them, though.
He's going to get both of them, right.
But he was threatening, very cleverly, I'm going to bring you a match and you're going to rest real comfortably. He was threatening Brandon very carefully, very cleverly. But, clip after clip.
Well, I can't punch Shanice in the face. But this other dude, I can let all my physical stress out on him.
Why you can't punch her in the face?
I mean, I could. But because of how I was raised, I won't.
Kaden, over here.
So you were raised, it's okay to kill a guy but not hit a girl? That's how you were raised.
Well, the stipulations wasn't quite clear on the guy part, but the girl part, it was don't touch. I don't really know. I'm kind of, it's a gray area for guys. Like, I can kill him. I don't know.
Really? Gray area. Are you being serious?
Real talk radio.
Real talk.
I wouldn't say kill him, but
anytime he says, "I'm gonna bring you a mattress," and it's gonna be wrapped in a coffin. That's death. I'm just saying.
Because he knew. So they both was that.
You know what? That's what happened. You kept Brandon off guard. You know. You know. Are you in your studio? Did we hear you working on the track?
No, I was. I just came upstairs and heard about the feedback because me and the wife were listening right next to each other.
Oh, okay. Okay. She wasn't scratching, was she?
No, yeah, no.
Rook, what are you going to say?
Doc, I don't even think he was pressed on where the bed bugs came from. That's my concern. So there's a possibility we got bed bugs here, man? That's what you're telling me?
She brought us home bed bugs.
I can actually understand that, you know, but we do that, you know.
I'm on some bed bugs. Is that why nobody can sit on the couch? That's what you said, no one can sit on the couch? I mean, you know.
That is interesting. We do tend to get mad. I mean, don't nobody want to be cheated on, but I'll be honest with you, if there was me, I'm going to get mad at the person who has a responsibility to me. I can't really get mad at somebody. I mean, I can be disappointed and angry, but at the end of the day, they like what I like. That doesn't mean what I like is good.
What if he called your house, though? He called your phone.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I get that. But you heard my man ask Brandon the question. We heard him ask you, did you know that she had a man? You know, your response was kind of, sort of. I mean, I'm saying your name Brandon, ain't it? Okay. All right. Guilty by name association. Praise the Lord.
I heard him say, hey, that's my name.
Right. Hey. Well, I'm looking at you crazy. Thanks, BL. Doc, I'll see you in about 20 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Rook, I don't know.
Yep.
I'm on the bed bugs. Say again?
Yeah, I thought you were waiting on me to respond. Like, yeah, Doc, I'm worried about the bed bugs. So you telling me.
Yeah.
I had these bugs? That's all I'm trying to figure out, you know. You known her for 3 months and she came over with them? I wonder where else she been. That's all I'm trying to figure out.
Right, because they weren't here. So she must have picked them from somewhere else. Who really is this nephew Tommy? Who is Tommy? I don't know, Doc. I want to talk about that seriously one day. How we transfer our anger and frustration from the place it needs to be onto other people. I really believe that, Doc. And so let me ask you, Rook. Let me ask you. I've asked the question already, but let me ask you: If the mailman, you know, has an affair with my wife, would I be wrong to be mad at him more than her? Or should it be equal? Or should I be more angry with her? Because I think I should be more angry with her. She the one that's obligated to me.
Well, see, the mailman a little different, Doc, because, you know, he know who you bring a mail to the house, too. You know, it's not just a woman you bring a mail to. If you bring a mail to a man in his house, you know it's a man in his house. But I'd be mad at everybody, Doc. I'd be mad at the mailman. I'd be mad at her. I'd be mad at you, Doc.
Why you mad at me? Okay, so your point is, so if I got you right, it makes a difference if the person knows that she's involved or she's married or she's in a relationship. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If he didn't know? If he didn't know, he's pursuing happiness, Doc. He's looking for the person to be for him. But when you know and you still pursuing, that's a dirty dog, man.
I can respect that. I can respect that. I don't know if I agree with it, but I can respect that. I can respect that. I can respect that. There are a, and I don't say this to be braggadocious, but there are a lot of folks listening that's on the switchboard, been the whole show riding with us, kind of quiet today, but that's all right. I'm glad that you're enjoying the show. We do aim to do the best quality show possible, 516-387-1299. Be reminded that today is our last show of the week. We will not be airing a live show tomorrow. And so we will return live on Monday. Live on Monday. So keep make that programming note and get it in your hookup. And we will make sure we put that on social media. Today is our last show. Rook, man, with Christmas fastly approaching and the holidays coming up, are you getting ready, Doc? Are you giving away, and I'm segueing, are you giving away candy this year for All Hallows Eve, for Ween, Devil's Night, or Heaven's Night, or any of that? Are you doing trunk or treat, or what?
No. But I said if somebody came over here, Doc, I'm giving them noodles, Doc. I noticed the kids like noodles like they like candy, man. You want chicken or you want beef?
What?
Chicken or beef?
Chicken or beef noodles? Well, you know what? That's better than what I was going to propose. I didn't propose it because I know my wife wouldn't go for it, Doc. But I saw something on Facebook. I was going to give away chocolate-coated onions. I was. Doc, they like caramel apples. They look just like caramel apples, Doc. But I was gonna dip some onions and some chocolate, Doc, and sprinkle them with nuts, and I put the stick in them, Doc, and give them away. And that'd be their trick when they leave this house.
Hey, Doc,
that'd be hilarious.
I ain't got nothing but love for you, but you going straight to hell for that one, man. Straight to hell.
Onions are healthy, Reverend. Onions are healthy.
Not in a stick covered with caramel, Doc. I don't think that's, nah. You gonna ruin some kids, man. They ain't gonna want candy apples no more. You gonna ruin some kids, man.
But you know what? They'll learn a valuable lesson. Don't go to people's houses eating stuff that's not wrapped up and not sealed. You know people are giving you. You know. And I'm gonna say this. I know we're gonna do the show before that day, but I pray that we're watching. If you're gonna take your kids out house to house, and you know what? People can say what they want, the religious connotation and all that. You know, it is a celebration of evil. That was the original intent. But some of my best memories is going trick-or-treating. Just going out, man. Neighborhood was out. You know, people going around houses. I love that. And I think, I really believe a kid should do that. You know, you got to tell them, don't believe that. You shouldn't be dressed up as, you know, Satan's housekeeper. You know, but I don't believe in, you know, dressed up as ghouls. Huh?
What's wrong with you today, Satan's housekeeper?
Well, I'm just saying, Doc. You know, I don't think you should be dressed up as ghouls and goblins. You can, go in your mom, go get some of your mama's old mail and go through and find something to say, you know, Sprint and DTE and the water company, and put them on your clothes and go as Bill Man. You know, you can do that. You know what I'm saying. You know, you can all kind of things you can do. You know, you can do that. Put a towel. Matter of fact, don't put a towel. Put a collar shirt on. Pour some water on your head and on your face, and put a towel around your neck and with some slacks and walk around and be your pastor after they come out the pulpit. You know, so a lot of things you can do. Be Iron Man. You know, I can't afford an Iron Man suit. Get one of them old irons you got in the basement that's broken and carry it with you. Iron Man. You can be Iron Man. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's a whole lot of things you can do. I don't think you should be, you know, looking like, you know, ghosts and goblins. But anyway, I hope that we're checking the things that.
I'm going to say, if you come to my house dressed like any of those things you just named, you deserve an apple covered in caramel on a stick.
Oh, yeah, covered in caramel.
Yeah.
Like, those are good. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. You ain't getting no.
I know some
that,
people, Doc, who wrote that down. I just saved a bunch of people a lot of money in their car insurance because I gave them great advice on cheap costumes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, you come over
one
here.
One year. One year, I went out dressed in nothing. I was sold on my costume, too. I had the same clothes I went to school in. Back in the day, you didn't wear your school clothes out to play. And I lived in a mixed neighborhood, and I was asked, what are you? I said, I'm potential. They loved my costume. I was potential. You know what candy I got that day? I was potential. You got to be creative. Creative. Somebody like that. Potential. Was it cheap? Yes. Was I hooked with the bamboozled? Yes. Did it work? Yes. That's all I'm saying. You got to go with what worked. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, my point is, I hope that we're watching what these kids are bringing in the house. And some of you older boogers that's listening, stop going around and sitting at the corner waiting for kids to walk by themselves and then take their trick-or-treat bag from them. That's lazy, and it's wrong. Talking to Brandon in the school, and I say that. Praise the Lord. Some of the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. But, amen. Yeah, amen. Robbing little kids' bags until this old man got behind us.
Really?
Well, right. We're going to leave it just like that, Doc. Just like that. Thank you for joining us for another riveting edition of Live with Alchemy. This show was heavy in the first part and then liberty at the end. Join us on Monday for, of course, one of my most popular segments, and that is our throwback TV scene music, Guess That Show segment. And of course, it's Make It Funny Monday, this coming Monday. I'll let Rip Crow close out, but let me say this. As I've been saying the last couple of days, please hear this. And this is for whoever it's for. Transition is nothing to fear. Once you're in the move, you don't require faith anymore. You don't require hope. You have to keep moving forward. Stay strong now. It took faith to begin the journey. Hope was when you were considering the journey. But to take that first step outward, that was faith. You're now walking in faith. Now stay strong. Let your faith fail you not. The same confidence that took you to make hope, or should I say to bring hope into manifestation of faith. Don't lose that confidence. Stay strong. There's a purpose and a destination and growth and healing and come-ups in that for you. You got to know it. And when you know it, own it. Wish you Godspeed. Have a great weekend. Pray for me if you're listening out in Arkansas. I'll be in Arkansas on Saturday. Actually, I'll be in Arkansas tomorrow. Tomorrow on Saturday. And meet me. I can't tell you where to meet me at because I don't know where I'll be at just yet. But pray for me. That's P-R-A-Y. And Lord's will, we'll be back at 10 a.m. on Monday morning doing it even better. Rook, it is that time, my friend. Do what you do.
All right, Doc, as well. I enjoyed the show as always, Doc. I was kind of waiting on Ask Rook, but I guess nobody wanted to Ask Rook nothing today. So, well, I ain't going to say today. I'm going to say all week.
Well, we never got to it. People wanted to say something early in the week. We never got to it. We'll get tired of waiting.
All right.
That's my fault.
And as you know, it's Friday. Well, it's Thursday, actually, so I'm not going to be here tomorrow. But don't let your chance pass by to go sit in the Lord's face on Sunday morning. Don't get discouraged. Don't be discouraged. So go find the word Sunday morning and then catch us back live with Dr. D Monday morning, 10 o'clock. We're live with Dr. D. Until then, everybody be safe, be blessed, and I'm out.